Chapter 5, Part B. An issue which saddens Kallam is the negative and obstructionist attitudes of superiors. He notes, what makes life in Indian organizations difficult is the widespread prevalence of contemptuous pride. It stops us from listening to our juniors, subordinates and people down the line. You cannot expect a person to deliver results if you humiliate him, nor can you expect him to be creative if you abuse him or despise him. The line between firmness and harshness, between strong leadership and bullying, between discipline and vindictiveness is very fine, but it has to be drawn. What drives him? The answer may lie in the response that he gave to a student who wished to be a nuclear scientist and wanted his advice on how to go about it. The answer was, dream, dream, dream. Think, think, think. And then put that into action, action, action. Okay. This obviously is an observation from experience. But remember, Kallam has also known poverty. In the section of thoughts on his website, there is the following meditation. I will not be presumptuous enough to say that my life can be a role model for anybody. But some poor child living in an obscure place, in an underprivileged social setting, may find a little solace in the way my destiny has been shaped. It could perhaps help such children liberate themselves from the bondage of their illusionary backwardness and hopelessness. Again, in his memories, he notes, the biggest problem Indian youth faced, I felt, was a lack of vision, a lack of direction. What I wanted to say was that no one, however poor, underprivileged or small need feel disheartened by life. This is the driving force, the burning passion which fuels the vision of Abdul Kallam. But what exactly is this vision? It is a vision of an India harnessing technology and the creative powers of her people to realize its rightful place in the world and lifting her people from the poverty and sloth which they are mired. What are the aims of this mission? They are threefold. India has to become economically and commercially powerful, commensurate with the size of the country, self-reliance in defense needs for equipment and weapons, and India should take her rightful place in the world. And how was this to be achieved? Through Technology Vision 2020, which consists of 17 technology packages. This was developed by 500 experts over a period of 2 years for the Technology Information Forecasting and Assessment Council. These packages are linked to 5 areas where India has core competence. Integrated action has to take place for the mission to be achieved. Kallam has listed the following areas: agriculture and food processing, reliable and quality electric power for all parts of the country, education, healthcare, and information technology.